It's been around for a long time, and now it's on the rise. It's in your community. It's affecting your kids. It's called MRSA, and it's nasty. I'll tell you about it next. I'm Dr. Cindy Gellner on The Scope.
Medical news and research from University of Utah physicians and specialists you can use for a happier and healthier life. You're listening to The Scope.
So MRSA is a type of staph infection. Staphylococcus aureus is found on your skin. And normally, there's lots of different kinds of staph, and normally they're really happy, and they don't bother us, and they actually can be beneficial. However, there is an increasing type of bad staph aureus, and it's called MRSA. It stands for methicillin-resistant staphylococcus aureus. Methicillin is the name of the antibiotic that the bacteria is able to fight. In MRSA, the staph bacteria are tricky. They know how to avoid being killed by that particular antibiotic. And so it's really difficult to treat in a lot of cases. It is a significant problem, and it is increasing among kids. This used to be what you called a hospital-acquired staph infection. It was only people who were hospitalized, like long-term hospitalizations in bed sores, things like that. And then we were seeing it if people were just going in for a couple days. And then we started seeing it in the community in adults, and now we see it in kids. The biggest kids that are at risk are those that are under 3 months old. And actually, we don't know exactly why, but African-American kids seem to be at the highest risk for getting MRSA as well. MRSA, quite often when I see it, it's a parent that brings their child in thinking that their child got bitten by a spider. It shows up like a little pimple, and it's got a little red ring around it, like a red base, a pimple on a red base. And they said, it just showed up. Then they'll say, yesterday it looked like the pimple, and today it's this big pus ball. What's going on? And they're like, it's, you know, this spider's really bad. And I'm like, it's not a spider bite. Unfortunately, the treatment is we have to actually drain that. That big pus ball is called an abscess. And it's actually one that you need to get the pus out of it in order to treat. Depending on how big that ball of pus is determines how we can get it out. Sometimes we can just take a needle, poke it, and sometimes you actually have to have somebody cut that area in, drain everything, clean it really well, and do what's called packing. And that's where you actually put gauze in, and you have to clean it out, and you have to come back for wound changes and keep that area really clean. Unfortunately, MRSA is not always cured with just one time. We do have antibiotics that are good at killing MRSA. Sometimes MRSA comes back. And in those cases, we usually recommend what are called bleach baths. And that's where we actually have a recipe for how much bleach you put in the bathtub with your child, and you actually do bleach baths with the child. It's going to be bleach in water, so it's really dilute. It's not going to hurt your child's skin. And that actually is going to kill and sanitize the skin. There's other things that you can use. There's a soap called HibaCleanse, and that you can actually buy over the counter, and that will also help kill any of the bad staph that's on the skin. Finally, there are antibiotics. There's one antibiotic, and the trade name is Septra. The generic is trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole, which is why we call it Septra. And that is one that actually MRSA has not figured out how to be resistant to yet. And that's the one that we usually will give to kids. If we find that the MRSA starts becoming resistant to that, we're in big trouble. Another thing is MRSA often lives in, the staph bacteria often lives in the nose. And so a lot of people who put their fingers where they're not supposed to will actually get the bacteria on their fingers, scratch their skin, and when they break the barrier on the skin, the bacteria climbs under the skin and causes those pus balls that we were talking about. There's an antibiotic called Bactroban, Mucipurin, and what we do is we tell people how to put it up their nose for an extended period of time, and that will also help kill the MRSA because the nose is where MRSA likes to live. So if you kill it at the source, there's going to be less of a chance that you're going to have other skin infections with it, and you're going to transfer it to other people less. MRSA is one that we normally had contained nicely in a hospital, and now it's out in the community. So the very fact that it's spreading across all ages, all areas, not just a hospital, is concerning. It's getting smarter. It's one of the superbugs that we start worrying about, where we're like, okay, it's resistant to this antibiotic now. When is it going to be resistant to this one? When is it going to be resistant to this one? When are we going to run out of antibiotics that are going to be able to take care of MRSA? And the fact that it's starting to show up more and more in kids is really concerning. Kids can start spreading it in schools and daycares and among other family members. And so it's really concerning because it is a serious infection. Sometimes it requires multiple antibiotics. You need to have surgery to drain the abscesses sometimes. The most important thing is, as a parent, if you see an unusual rash on your child, if they have fevers, if they are starting to look like they've got, you know, these big pus balls, which are not normal on children, you need to get them into the doctor right away. Don't wait and say, okay, well, maybe it'll go away tomorrow. It won't. It'll get worse. The other thing is making sure you clean your hands. That is the biggest way of spreading everything, is dirty hands. Wash your hands. How many times did you hear your mother say that? Wash your hands. I'm saying it again. Wash your hands. Don't forget, it's not just kids that get this. Adults get it too. And adults, parents, can transfer it to their own children. So that's really important. If you have any symptoms like that, be sure you see your doctor as well so you can get treated as well.
We're your daily dose of science,
conversation,
medicine. This is The Scope.
University of Utah Health Sciences Radio.